If you'd be so kind this morning to take your Bibles and open with me to the gospel, or rather to the book of Romans in chapter number 4. Romans chapter number 4. As I sit this morning and listen to Tom's challenge, I thought about what a big liar the devil is.
Yes, he is.
He will lie to you. He will deceive you, not only about people, but also about God.
Yes, he will. Amen.
Amen. That's why I caution you, listen, probably ought to preach on this morning, but I won't. That's why I caution you, you can't live your life by your feelings.
Come on, say it. Amen. Amen.
Now listen to me. You can't live your life based on your feelings. Because just like the devil will lie to you, your feelings will lie to you as well.
Yes, sir. Amen.
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 Emotions is the most shallowest part of the human being. And God does not do his deepest work in the shallowest part. You can't live by your feelings. You can't walk by your feelings. And listen, that's the reason why a lot of folks dropping out.
Come on.
See, God works with faith. The devil works with feelings. This good preaching, y'all.
Amen.
You can't live by your feelings.
Because
there are days when I don't feel like a preacher.
Come on.
There are days when I don't even feel like a Christian. Is that right, Brother Herbert?
Amen.
But if you live your life by your feelings, you'll stay messed up.
Yes, sir.
Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, just a short little message this morning about faith, strong faith. But I want to read verse 16. Listen what the Apostle Paul says. He said, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all of the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. I want to talk to you this morning about developing strong faith. Developing strong faith. Faith that is not easily shaken. Faith that is not easily defeated. Strong faith. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you this morning for this great crowd who have come to worship you in song and in praise and in a listening ear for what the Spirit has to say to the church. Father, I pray for preaching power now. I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen me in my weakness. Give me wisdom in my foolishness. I pray for this church. I pray, Father, that your will, not my will or our will be done, but your will be done in this church and amongst this people. And I know it begins with a word from you. So I ask you this morning to speak to us in such a way that all of us will be able to understand it and be able to live it out in our daily lives. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Let me tell us this morning that God is always interested in our faith. God is always concerned about the direction of our faith. He's concerned about the levels of our faith. God is concerned about the development of our faith. God is always interested in our faith. Your faith and my faith is important to God. Amen. And wherever God finds real, genuine faith in himself, God will always honor it. In fact, let me tell you this morning that faith honors God, and God honors faith. Amen. And so God is always concerned. He's always interested in our faith. God wants our faith to be strong. God wants our faith to always be increasing. God, listen, God wants us to move from that childhood like faith to mature and strong faith. God wants us to trust him. God wants us to rely upon him. God wants us to cast all of our cares upon him. Regardless of what you're dealing with this morning, listen, God wants you to bring it to the throne of grace and leave it there in his care. Amen. Listen, God wants to bless your life. God wants to fill your life with all of his goodness and glory. God wants to do some supernatural things in your life this morning. But the way God does it is by you putting your faith in him. Listen to me. It cannot happen any other way. Listen, if you're going to see God move in a mighty way in your life, it requires faith in him. Now, all of us got faith, believe it or not. All of us got faith. The problem is that some of our faith is directed to the wrong source. See, it's not a question of whether or not you got faith. The question is what is your faith based on? Amen. Some of us got faith in ourselves. Amen. We think we all that in a bag of chips because we not suffered no defeats yet. But the problem with that is that you just ain't met the right kind of circumstance. And then, listen, some of us got faith in faith. So some of us believe that if we just believe long enough and hard enough, everything is going to work out. But the Bible does not call us to have faith in people. The Bible does not call us to have faith in faith. The Bible calls us to have faith in God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And so your faith is important to God. And I'm believing now, I told Miss Helen, I said, it's going to be a quick message because I know she can't sit long, so we're going to hurry through this. But listen to me. Your faith is important to God. Amen. Do you understand that you can't get saved without faith? Amen. You can't, listen, you can't even become a child of God without faith. Salvation is based on faith. Redemption is based on faith. Reconciliation is based on faith. And so faith is important to God. And if it's important to God, this is what I come to tell you this morning. It needs to be important to us. If faith, Dwight, is important to God, it ought to be important to us. And so let me ask you a question this morning that only you can answer for you. How's your faith? Is your faith growing or is your faith dying? Is your faith going, is your faith moving forward or is your faith moving backwards? Because see, here's what I've learned about faith. Faith is always on the move. Faith is one of those things that never sits still. Either it's moving toward God or it's moving away from God. Either it's getting stronger or it's getting weaker. Either it's becoming more alive or it's dying on the vine. How's your faith this morning? How's your faith? And let me tell you something, listen to me. At least we misunderstand it. We can learn a lot about our faith by looking at our lives. Amen. We can learn a lot about how much we really trust God by looking at our lives. And so this morning, listen, before I jump into verse 16, and we're just going to cover verse 16, but I want to give you four reasons why faith is important. Four little simple reasons. I'm not going to comment on them. I'm just going to tell you about them and give you the verse, and you can read it when you get home. But listen, here's the first reason why, Franklin, our faith is important. It's important to God, and it better be important to us. Number one is because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 and 6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For they that come to him must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let me tell you something. Listen, anything you do that's not done in faith does not satisfy God. Let me break some bad news to us this morning for a good thing. And that is, if you came to church this morning, thank God you came. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you picked solid rock. But if you come to church this morning and you did not come in faith that God is going to be here and that you need God and that God will answer your prayers, you came in vain. If you just come to satisfy Anthony, if you just came because you don't want nobody calling you next week. Listen, if you just came here, because see, we come for all kind of reasons. Lord, help us. Yeah. You know, we can be looking good on the outside and be a mess on the inside. Amen. Listen, everything that you and I do, we need to do it in faith for God. The writer says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. It's impossible to please him. That means, listen to me, every sermon that I preach, if I don't preach it in faith, God can't use it. Listen, every dollar that I give, if I don't give it in faith in God, that God is a good God, that God is a provider, that God is a protector, I give it in vain. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Amen. It's impossible to please him. And the reason why that's important, I run on with this one, the reason why that's important is because we want to go through the motion and think that's enough for God. Amen. Listen, we want to just go through the motion, and because it fools people, we think God ought to be satisfied with it. I was talking to Maddie this morning. I was talking to Maddie this morning, listen, and I was saying to Maddie that faith to God from the believers is what a sweet kiss is to a husband from his wife. Amen. Now, when you've been married for 28 years or when you've been married as long as Miss Helen and Bro John have, that there are times when we are guilty of just kissing each other just for the sake of kissing each other. You just do it because that's what you're supposed to do. There's no passion in it. There is no real. In fact, you kissed her and you were mad with her at the time. Am I the only one? But listen to me. Faith to us A faith to God is what a sweet, real, genuine hug and kiss is from a husband or a wife. Can I just tell you, I've been married to Maddie long enough, and I've kissed her enough times to know when she want to kiss me and when she don't want to kiss me. Go away feeling like you kissed a chalkboard. Listen, that's what our faith is to God. Because what God has been, listen to me, what God has been wanting us to do all along is to rely on Him, to trust Him. Listen, to know that every circumstance and situation that pops up in our lives, His love for us will always be there to see us through. That's why worry and anxiety and fretting and can't sleep at night and can't and lose your appetite. That's why that don't fit us as Christians, because we're supposed to be looking to the one who's more than enough. I told y'all at the start of this thing, I tell y'all at the end of it, I didn't get messed up over the election.
Come on.
I did, Miss Helen. I cast my vote. And I pray my prayer for our new leader. But I didn't get messed up with this election. I didn't get messed up with the last election. Because I know something that the world don't know. You can put a man in the White House, but God is still on the throne. Listen to me. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You can't satisfy Him. Because that's the one thing, listen to me, that's the one thing that He wants from you. You know why people don't get saved? Because of a lack of faith. A lack of faith in the Word of God. That's why they don't get saved. Listen, the Word of God tells us that if you die without Jesus, you'll go to hell. You know why people will die without Jesus? It's because somehow or another, they didn't really believe. The Word of God tells us that if you will come to Him and ask Him from the depths of your heart to save you, He said He will do it. You know why people don't do it? Because they really don't believe it. See, if you told me that there was a pot of gold buried 5 feet in the ground, 5 feet away from this church, you would have to have chains and the National Guard to keep me from going out there trying to find my fair share of that gold.
Come on, that's right.
If I believed it.
That's right.
If I believed it. You know why we don't bring all of our problems to the Lord, Franklin? It's because we really don't believe He cares. And if He cares, He's not big enough to do anything about it. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Now, watch this, listen to me. Because here's how we're trying to do it. And I promise we're just about finished. Here's how we're trying to do it. We're trying to please God by living right. Amen? Now, how many of y'all will have to agree with me and say we missed that bad? I mean, on our best days, we missed that bad. And so we try to please God by living right. But God never asked us to please Him by living right. God said, please me by trusting me, by putting your faith in me, by relying upon me. And listen, we need to trust Him for every season of our lives. There are some of us here this morning, listen, we can't enjoy the present because we're worried about the past.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Devil keep telling you what you used to be.
Uh-huh.
Devil keep reminding you of what you used to do. Mm-hmm. And he'll keep you stuck in the prison of your past.
That's right.
Well, let me just tell you what this old boy had to do with his past. He had to trust Jesus Christ with his past. You see, though I can't go back and change my past, Jesus can go back and cover it. But not only do you need to trust him with your past, listen to me, you need to trust him with your present.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Listen, there are some of us here this morning that we got some problems in our life. We got problems in our finances. We got problems in our marriage. We got problems in our church. Listen, we got problems in our health. And we keep trying to fix it. And God said, won't you stop working on it and let me do it? And let me just tell you something. As long as you're working on it, he can't. Stop trying to change her.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. Stop trying to fix them. Let me tell you, stop trying to fix you. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. You a mess beyond human ability to fix. We got stuff wrong with us that we don't even know wrong with us. If we ever pull out the manual and really look at what we are versus what we ought to be, it's going to scare us. I stopped trying to fix Anthony. I have. The Bible said, can a leper change his stripes? Can any of us bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? The answer to that question is no. So you say, well, brother Anthony, listen, if she can't fix me or he can't fix me and I can't fix me, what do I do? Do I just stay broke? No. You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and in due time, he will fix in you what the devil said couldn't be fixed.
Amen. Amen.
Number one, without faith, it's impossible. Please, but let me tell you something else. Without faith, it's impossible for sinners to get saved. Without faith, it's impossible for sinners to get saved. Nobody gets saved apart from faith. Write this verse down in your margin. John chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then Jesus says in the next verse, but he that believeth not is condemned already. He's like a man that's been judged and sentenced. For capital punishment. The crime's been proven, the judgment's been made, and all he's waiting on is the execution of it. Sinners can't get saved without the faith in God. But then listen, here's the third thing. You can't have victory in your personal life without faith in God.
Amen.
You don't have to turn to write this verse down. 1 John chapter 5. Don't sleep on me this morning. I'm praying. I promise you, I'm just about finished. 1 John chapter 5. And this is what John says in verse 4. Or verse 3 and 4. John said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. John said, this is how you overcome the world. This is how you overcome whatever you're dealing with right now.
Amen.
This is how you overcome your struggles,
mm-hmm.
your fight with sin. This is how you overcome the things that's holding you back. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's by putting, it's not by working harder. It's not by trying harder. It's not by turning over a new leaf. Listen, it's by faith in Jesus Christ that we get the victory. And every person, listen, you go back and check it. Every man and woman of God who put their faith in God, he did not disappoint them. He didn't let them down. Here's my last little point this morning. And then we'll look at verse 16 and we'll go home. Without faith, prayers go unanswered. Without faith, Miss Gwen, prayers go unanswered. Somebody said, and rightly said, if you're going to pray, don't worry. But if you're going to worry, don't pray. Let me put it another way. If you're going to pray, don't doubt. But if you're going to doubt, don't pray. Write this verse down. James chapter 1, verse 5 through verse 8. Listen to what James said. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. But let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Let him ask in faith, Solid Rock. Let him ask in faith. What is it that you need God to do for you this morning?
Come on. Amen.
What do you need victory over this morning? James said, listen, you're free to ask God, but you got to ask in faith. Nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. And then verse 7 says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Let me tell you, faith honors God. Faith honors God. And unbelief dishonors him. And folks, I'm telling you, I don't care how much we run around and brag about how good God is. Brag about how strong he is and how kind he is. When we don't believe him, when we don't put our faith in him, we scar his reputation. We scar his glory. Listen, it would be just like me saying, you know, old Dwight Lawson is a good guy. Man, he's smart. He's friendly. He's loving. He's kind. But you can't trust him. And when we run around and we're always complaining and we're always tied up in a knot, we view life from the same lens that the world views life. Listen, I don't care how much we come here and sing his praises and talk about how good he is and how kind he is. When we live in fear and unbelief, what we're saying to the world, your God is good, but you really can't trust him. And God said, I can't answer a prayer. I can't answer a man who is praying with that kind of spirit. God said, if you're going to pray, believe me. He said, look, he said, the throne room door is open, Morgan, and you can come anytime. You can come with your sin. You can come with your pain. You can come with your disappointments. You can, listen, you can come, but you can't come with doubt and unbelief. God said, you're going to come to me. You got to believe. You got to believe. Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Paul is using Abraham as an example of faith. And Paul says something in that verse, just two things that I want to just mention real quick. Paul said, first of all, look at verse 16. He said, therefore, it is of faith. Comma. You see that? Paul said, therefore, it is of faith. And what I want you to see in that, listen, Solid Rock, is that Paul is saying to us, there are no other alternatives. There are no other options. If you want to, listen, if you want to plug in to all of the good grace and blessings of God and listen, and be a receiver of the promises of God, Paul said, listen, therefore, it is of faith. Several years ago, you guys were praying with me. Miss Helen, I went to take my grade 4 water treatment license, and it was a big deal for me. I've never been real smart, and when it comes to taking a test, I really got dumber rather than better. And I went to take that test, and the requirements was really simple. The state board said, if you want these licenses to be able to continue working in this industry, all we require is a 70. That's it. That's all we require. If you will give us a 70, we will give you the license that gives you the privilege of continuing work in the water industry. Listen, the state board said a 69.9 is not enough. The state board said don't bring us no apples or no candy because that's not going to get it. Say, if you want the license, you got to give us a 70. And God is saying to us this morning, if you want to see me work in your life in a miraculous and a powerful way, don't bring me no apples. Don't bring me how good you is. Don't bring me your good works. Bring me your faith. God said, if you can believe it, I can do it. And I don't care what the problem is.
Amen. Amen. Yes,
faith stirs the heart of God. And faith moves the hand of God. And wherever faith, wherever God finds faith, God will respond. But listen to me. Number one, you got to value faith. Paul said, therefore, it's a faith. And then watch this. And this is my last point. That it might be by grace. God said, look, I want to bless you. I want to do something marvelous in your life. I want to promote you. Listen, I want to give you all of the spiritual blessings and riches that belong to Abraham. He said, listen, and I'm not going to do it because you're a good person. I'm not going to do it because you work so hard. I'm not going to do it because you're the right color. Listen, I'm not going to do it because you pay your time. He said, I'm going to do it out of the abundance of my grace. Boy, that's good news for us, ain't it? So I'm going to do it out of my grace. Now watch this. But God said, look, I got to have your faith in exchange for my grace. Amen. I went to Madden, Marquita and I, and I'm through. Went to Shoney's here the other night. We walked into Shoney's. One of my favorite places to eat. We walked into Shoney's and the little waitress come and she welcomed us and took us to our seat and just really helped us understand that you're at liberty to enjoy anything on the buffet. In fact, you're at liberty to enjoy any of the food that we have in Shoney's. If it's not on the buffet, you can ask us for it and we'll fix it for you specially. You can enjoy all of it, all of the iced tea and Coke and yeast rolls that you can eat. It's right there. Just enjoy it. But how many of y'all know it wasn't for free? Because look, listen. There has to be an exchange made. Shoney said, you can enjoy all of the buffet, but in return, you got to give us your money. And God said, Solid Rock, you can enjoy all of my grace and all of my goodness, but in return, you got to give me your faith. Amen. See, as Shoney's, the medium of exchange is money and food. But in the economy of God, the medium of exchange is faith for grace. Lord have mercy. That's good preaching right there.
Amen.
He said, what God want out of me, Anthony? He wants you to trust him. He wants you to stop trying to fix it and figure it out on your own.
Come on. Amen.
He wants you to stop worrying about it and fretting and always running around talking to everybody about it except him. I'm amazed because sometimes we get out in public and we wonder how folks know our life falling apart. Well, you put it on the Facebook. And I'm amazed at how we'll go on social media and ask people to pray for us, and we'll come to church and act like ain't nothing wrong. Won't ever get anybody to say, would you come pray with me? What do God want out of you, Dwight? It's very simple. In fact, really, it's the only something you can give him, your faith. Because see, if you give him your faith, he'll change your life. If you're here this morning, you never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today ought to be the day you do that.